You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.tv. Enjoy.
Anointing be on this family. Let that anointing be on this house. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Kidneys function. Michael, what's happening?
Tom, this young man, he's 22 years old. He's responding to your word about kidney failure.
Lift your hands up. God's healing many people right now. So right now, in the name of Jesus, let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to move in your body, begin to move in your kidneys. Loose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jonathan.
Todd, this is another man who's standing in for his cousin who has a brain tumor.
Brain tumor? How long has he had the brain tumor?
It's a she. She's had it since 8 years of age. She's now 38 years.
Is it a cancerous tumor?
Yes.
I saw the Lord removing a cancerous tumor from the brain. Let it be done according to the vision. In the name of Jesus, power, just begin to move. I release it to you now in Jesus' name. I release it to you now. Have you had any kind of a stomach or a hernia? Any kind of a problem, the Lord's highlighting this area of your body.
It's a bit of a spiritual nature, I believe.
The Lord's touching you. You'll never suffer again. You came up for healing for cancer in the brain for somebody else, but God's going to touch you right now in your stomach, in your colon, in your digestive system. Power, just begin to move in Jesus' name. There it goes. Michael, what's happening here?
Todd, this sister, her sister is in the hospital for hepatitis C.
Is she watching the revival in the hospital? No. Do you believe God can give her a new liver?
Yes.
Lift your hands up. I had a vision that the Lord would give somebody a new liver and there would be healing of hepatitis. So let it be released upon you now. Oh, there it goes. Power, just begin to move through your body. And I thank you, Jesus, for a new liver. You got to have faith. Believe God can put this anointing in your hands, that you could go into the hospital and lay hands on her and say, in the name of Jesus, receive a new liver. Jonathan.
Todd, this lady in 2003, she had a serious accident, and it caused the damage in her left leg. You gave a word earlier on. She put her hand on the leg. The pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
And you had an accident.
Yeah, I had a broken femur. The left leg, I had femur.
Femur bone was broken.
Yes.
And now?
And when you said you must touch where you are feeling pain, because I'm having a knee problem. Always I'm having a knee problem. And I'm having sugar diabetes. It just left.
God's healed you just
now. I'm healed.
Bam! In Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost is all over you. Come here, sweetheart. Come here. Lift your hands up and just put your head back, open your mouth like you're going to have a big drink because you're going to get filled. There it goes. There it goes. She just needed to have a drink of the royal wine of heaven tonight. Jonathan, what's happening here? Michael.
Oh, this woman, she just informed me. She just told me. She says, my back. That's all I've heard. She's in pain right now. The power of God's on her. Are you in pain right now?
Do you believe God can heal you?
Yes.
You're in so much pain.
And
you can barely walk up here. Can you lift your hands up? Close your eyes. And just stand in the presence of Jesus with me. Here it comes, like a mighty anointing, Holy Spirit, that you would touch her back and nerves and muscles and bones. In the name of Jesus, I command, be healed in Jesus' name. Woo, there was some power there. Power was just released into your body. When she gets up, I want to talk to her. What's happened here?
Todd, this guy, he had an operation last week for a kidney. His kidney's completely failed on the left-hand side. He's only got one kidney.
Well, Lord, I command the kidney to function again under the anointing. Kidney function in Jesus' name. Come here, sweetheart. Come here. Just walk. Can you feel anything right now? What's happening?
My feet are cold.
Feet are hot.
Cold.
Can you just... just move a little more. Cold, you said? Do you feel any pain right now?
It's just my feet.
Is there any change at all?
Yes.
The Lord's going to give you a new back and a new spine right now. Take the anointing. Jesus' name. She's trying to take me with her. She's trying to steal my mantle. Lord, thank you for that kidney. Whoo! Come on, and you're watching in your living room, kidney function, kidney healing, power of God coming into hospital rooms, people being healed in hospitals. Let the anointing move right now, coming through the television. Receive the anointing. You can be healed watching anywhere in the world right now. We command power to move through your body in the name of Jesus. And if God's touching you in your living room, send us a testimony. Tell us what's happening, awakening at God.tv. And Michael, I'm going to pray for this young lady that I love here, Sophie. I want every person to believe God with me right now. She has a rare condition that affects the nerves. And I don't know, very few people in the world even have the nerve condition that you have, that I'm going to pray that God heals right now, because the power of God is moving on this platform. I want everyone to stretch forth their hand. This girl lives with so much chronic pain. This condition is incurable, and she needs a miracle right now. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray together in the name of Jesus that this condition right now, Holy Spirit, move upon this girl's body tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command the disease and the infirmity, the devil, in the name of Jesus. You can release her, devil, in the name of Jesus. You release her, devil, in the name of Jesus. You release her now in Jesus' name. People are praying all over the world. All over the world you're praying. Come on, come on. That spirit of infirmity, come out of your back. That spirit of infirmity, come out of your back. In the name of Jesus, loosing you. Sometimes sickness is a demonic bondage. I'm going to pray right now. If there's demonic bondage, demonic torment, demonic voices, depression, bipolar, curses, I'm going to pray right now. People watching need to agree. People all over this auditorium need to agree. If you are being tormented in one way or another, something of a demonic torment, a curse that's been on you and your family, let's believe God right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command every demonic power, every demonic curse, every demonic bondage and oppression, loose in the name of Jesus. Your mind just went silent. The voices stopped. Bipolar, schizophrenia, healing in the name of Jesus. Your mind, we just break it over you. Something broke in the room. Jonathan.
Todd, this lady traveled all the way from Australia to Tonga. She's come all the way now to Pretoria in faith. Her brother has liver damage, but she also has liver damage. She's here in faith tonight.
According to the word of the Lord, receive a new liver. Receive a new liver. There's power moving up here tonight, friends. Who's ready to receive tonight? Listen. The anointing is going to keep moving. We're going to have prayer lines tonight and pray for people. I'm going to come down off of the platform and I'm going to pray for people tonight all over the room, all over the auditorium. I don't know that I'll be able to pray for every person, but cancers, wheelchairs, deaf, blind, the worst cases, we're going to get them in prayer lines tonight. There's going to be an explosion. It's happening already. Michael, what's happening here?
Todd, this woman's friend donated a part of her liver to her son or daughter. Is that what it is? Her son or daughter?
Is it failing?
And now she's sick because she donated it. She's standing in for her friend.
Lord, release the healing over that liver now in the name of Jesus. Here comes power to be released. Power of the Holy Ghost go through the liver in Jesus' name. Whoo! I just.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Saw an x-ray. Could be somebody watching. I saw an x-ray of the left lung. And the left lung was black. And I said, God, somebody's got a lung failure. Could be a lung cancer on the left lung. The Lord was healing tonight. I saw an x-ray. I'll pray for you. If you're in the auditorium, if you're watching, receive it. Put your hand over your lungs and receive a brand new lung now in Jesus' name. Receive a brand new lung now. Begin to breathe. Emphysema even is being healed. Chronic asthma be healed. Lung disease being healed. Lung cancer being healed in the name of Jesus. Ooh, it's like we're swimming.
It's deep.
Isn't it? It's like we're in, I feel like I'm in honey tonight. Listen, when I pray for people tonight, this is going to get on some of you. Wine, milk, oil, honey, who wants it? Woo! Holy Ghost. Jonathan.
Todd, this lady is here for a husband who has kidney failure. He couldn't come tonight, but she's got faith for him, Todd. She's standing in tonight.
Lift your hands up. If you can get your husband in this atmosphere, listen, you've got to get the people you know that are really sick, get them into the building, get them into the atmosphere. There's an anointing that moves in the atmosphere. I tell people all the time, I can pray for anybody to stand in the gap, but it's never the same success as when I can get my hands on them when I'm under the anointing. God can do anything. All things are possible. But over the years, I find the greatest time to pray for the sick is when the anointing is moving and there's believers gathered together and the presence of God is moving. There's something about the corporate anointing, the corporate faith. Can everybody stretch forth their hand? We're going to pray right now that this man's kidneys are healed, that you're going to take it back to him. But I'm also going to say, if you're watching me and you're really believing God for a healing, plane, train, car, people are coming from Australia, from Finland, from all over the world. You can come. If you're watching in Joburg or Pretoria, come and get under the cloud. I'm telling you, God will meet you. And how long has he had the kidney failure? How long has he had the kidney failure? Do you know how long?
2 weeks.
Lord, we just command, there goes fire go through your body in Jesus' name. That's the anointing. That's the anointing. That's the somebody told me today Pretoria has a leper colony. Is there a leper colony in Pretoria? I need to find out if there's a leper colony where they have lepers, because the Bible commands us cleanse the lepers, and I want to go to the leper colony. Come on, Michael.
Hallelujah.
I'll even go to the cancer hospital. There's got to be a hospital full of cancer patients. I just feel so much power and authority right now. I want to cleanse lepers. I want to pray for tumors and cancers. I want to pray for the dead to be raised in Jesus' name. What's happening here?
Todd, this young man, he has bipolar and epilepsy on medication.
Oh. I gave a word tonight. Did you receive something? Did something happen when I spoke?
Yes.
It's on you right now in the name of Jesus. There goes. Whoosh, kabakata. I said, peace in the mind. Woo. Come here. What are you feeling right now?
My whole body is shaking.
You feel what?
My whole body is shaking.
I can't hear what he's saying.
His whole body is shaking, he says.
Shaking. This is the anointing. Here it comes. Devil, loose his mind in Jesus' name. The Lord gave us a word. People in the glory would come back into their right minds. How many of you just believe God can heal mental illness? He does. All things are possible. Jonathan?
Todd, this dear lady, she came up and she said, I've been healed. Look, I can raise my arms. She obviously had problems with her arms.
You couldn't do that? Do that again. Lift your arms up. You couldn't do that?
I then said,
What did she tell you?
I then said to her, I said, who's this? And she said, it's my pastor. And I said, I said, what do you mean it's your pastor? She said, it represents my pastor who has cancer.
Cancer. Lord, we release the glory over her body. Whoosh, kabarabasata. Listen. I'm a little drunk in the Holy Ghost tonight. Ha, 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 ha. Oh! A religious spirit doesn't like when people get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to drink tonight. Lord, pour out the wine tonight. Pour it out in this place. Pour it out. Michael, what's happening here?
So this man has a tumor.
A tumor.
In his pituitary gland in the brain.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Jesus' name. Oh. Pituitary gland tumor. Jonathan.
Todd, this man's cousin has a lung problem. He's standing in for him tonight.
You gotta bring him. Where does he live?
No, he's in Cape Town.
Cape Town. I'm coming to Cape Town. Get ready, Cape Town. We're coming. Lord, thank you for a new lung in Jesus' name. Thank you. Whoa, thank you. Power of God moving those lungs. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Somebody stand up. Who's hungry for the anointing? Just stand up. Stand up. You're standing in your living room. I see you. Just go ahead and just drink. Just drink. Just say, Lord, I want to drink. I want to drink. I want to keep drinking. I want to drink the river. I want to drink the Holy Ghost wine. I want to drink tonight, Spirit of the living God. I'm thirsty tonight. Just start drinking. He said, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Go ahead and put your head back and open up your mouth and take a drink. Take a drink of the anointing. Take a drink of the glory. Take a drink of the anointing. Take a drink of the wine. Sweet wine, milk, and honey. Flowing, 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 flowing. Oh, overflowing, overflowing. Sweet wine, milk, and honey. Holy Ghost wine. Wine, milk, and honey overflowing. Shababakata. Woo, that lady knows how to drink. Bam, take it. Bam, there you go. Bam, there you go. Bam, there you go. Bam, there you go. Oh, 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 get it. Hallelujah. Woo. Is there any other people down there? Shababakata. Bam, bam, bam! Oh! Oh! The ushers are rolling down the platform. Go ahead and lift your hands up. Lord, let it be a mighty wave of the Holy Ghost. Mighty wave of the Holy Ghost. Breaking out all over the room. Fire, 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 fire. Falling all over the room. Angels moving all over the room. There it goes. You got it. Get in the Holy Ghost. Oh, shaka barabasata. Oh, barabasata. Shika barabasanda. Holy Ghost. They're drinking tonight. May the anointing be contagious and start spreading all over the room. Holy laughter and joy of the Lord start spreading all over the room. Oh, come on, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Who wants the joy unspeakable, full of glory anointing? Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Whoosh, 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 joy. There he goes. Bam, take that joy unspeakable. Bam, there he goes. Joy unspeakable. How? Full of glory. How? Full of glory. How? Full of glory. How? Lord, release that anointing. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory anointing. Ha ha ha. Spread it onto your neighbor. Bless your neighbor. Touch them, Holy Ghost. There it goes. Oh my. Oh my. Ha 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 ha.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Say, Lord, I want to be under the cloud of Shekinah glory. Father, I pray that the cloud of glory move over this room. Cloud. The cloud. Oh, joy unspeakable, full of glory, cloud. I want the joy unspeakable, full of glory, cloud. I forgot you were watching. I forgot you were in the room because I'm getting in the Holy Ghost. Release it on somebody. Release it on somebody. Yeah, you can be seated for a moment. Fire! Fire on you! Take it! Yeah, there you go! Shabbat, she's in the Holy Ghost! Oh my goodness! More Holy Spirit! More! Increase it on them! Fire! Pretoria needs a little oil of gladness. Come on, how many, this city needs an outpouring of the joy of the Lord? Woo, pour it out, God, pour it out. Just give them permission. Holy Ghost, mess me up. Mess me up. That woman's going to run around the building in the Holy Ghost. Take it to the nations. Bam, there it is. It's on you, there it is. Bam, take it more, bam. Fire coming on you, there it is. Oh! Oh, oh, oh! Woo, the anointing of wine, milk, and honey. Ghost. Bam, Holy Ghost, go.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Come on, touch your television. Touch your television right now. All over the room. Keep your hands up. Holy Ghost, let the fire begin to come on people in their living rooms. Fire, come on people in their living rooms watching. Right through the television. Right through the television. The anointing moving now. This outbreak of the Holy Ghost. Fire. Just drink tonight, Lord. Fill them up, Holy Ghost. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill us up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Give the Lord a mighty shout. When the anointing starts moving, you just got to go with it. I mean, we see this happen on the Friday night anointing service, but that's the Thursday night. In a few moments tonight, I'm going to pray for every person in a wheelchair, crippled, blind, deaf, cancer. This anointing's moving. Come on, let's give the Lord thanks for it. We're going to do something really quickly. We could take your seat for a few moments. What preacher waits to the end of the service to receive the offering? I'm telling you, the glory of God that's been moving in these meetings the last 41 days. I can barely get anything done. But when you trust God, people, we're going to receive an offering tonight. And I want you to give because you love Jesus. I want you to give because you're believing for revival, sow into revival. You either came ready to give tonight or you're not going to give. I'm so drunk in the Holy Ghost tonight receiving the offering, I'm just going to have to trust God big time. Pray that many of you are drunk enough in the Holy Ghost, you don't even realize you're giving away all your money. But I believe this is good ground. And Pretoria, we need to sow into what Jesus is bringing. Hallelujah. And we're trusting God for all of the finances, but it's costing us about R1 million a week to run the revival. And it's our ministry and God TV, our partnership, God TV more so, that's putting up all the money that we don't have so we can bless Africa. And truth be told, we have not received in the offerings even 30% of our needs. But God is touching people around the world, and heaven has more than enough money. But that doesn't mean we don't need to sow and give and break out of the spirit of poverty and trust God for miracles. And so we're going to receive an offering tonight. And here's how I want to inspire you in your giving. I'm going to read this testimony. I believe testimonies are contagious. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And so we're going to prophesy God do it again. Just like in this testimony that I have about financial breakthrough in the glory. And I want you to ask the Lord to speak to you tonight. Something's going to happen tonight. Let me just read this testimony from a church in America, watching the revival for several weeks. We are receiving impartation via God TV. Our praise report has to do specifically with the anointing for debt cancellation, debt forgiveness, jubilee. We realize that the anointing has come on our entire congregation. We have put our hands on the TV as there's prayer for debt cancellation. Get ready tonight in your living rooms all over the world, financial miracles. And then it goes on to say, we have been partners with Fresh Fire Ministries and God TV. We knew that if we wanted to take advantage of the anointing, that we should sow into the revival. So I immediately sent one offering to God TV and one offering to Fresh Fire. Our ministry is Fresh Fire Ministries. We're partnering together with God TV, Wendy and Rory Alec, God TV friends, partners at Angels. We're believing God that these same kind of miracles are going to happen tonight when we sow into the glory. But listen to this. This is about their church. 2 days later, after giving, I was sitting in our sanctuary, and a member of the church came and said, I want to give you a cashier's check for $88,000, 888, I don't know what that is in rand, hallelujah, $88,000. 24 hours after receiving the check, I received another phone call saying that a portion of the land that we had been selling for 18 months has now sold, and it's more than my asking price. This has supernaturally canceled the entire debt of the church, a $60,000 mortgage, $80,000 of credit cards are now all gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Even financial miracles and financial healing. Hallelujah. And I've been getting some amazing testimonies. This one will help you. We're going to pray tonight, and we're going to receive the offering. I want you to have faith in your giving tonight. Faith that this same anointing is coming upon you, your business, your finances, your home, your church, your ministry. Let's believe God. This is one of our partners. Her name is Holly. She said, I have to share this. I've been sowing my tithe into our friends that are in desperate need. We've been tithing. But we've been sowing above and beyond our tithe and planting revival seeds. Literally, every time I sow into the ministry, my husband, John, will sell a car. Every time she gave an offering, her husband would sell a car. She said, prime example, yesterday, I sowed into the ministry. I didn't tell my husband. But within 30 minutes, he sold a car and made over 1,200 profit on the sale of the car. That never happens. Another time, I sowed a $33 seed. I didn't tell my husband either. And that day, he sold 3 cars. He texted me now and said he sold another 3 cars. 3 customers came into the car lot. All I can say is sowing into the revival has given us financial breakthrough. They said, we have received more financial breakthrough in the last 30 days than 2 years combined by planting seeds of revival. I mean, just 33 U.S. dollars, an amazing breakthroughs. May God inspire you in your giving tonight. I want you to pray about sowing a revival breakthrough seed. 100% of everything we receive in tonight's offering, 100% goes right back into Healing Awakening South Africa. All the money is being spent on revival and outreach in this nation. We've not received one dime that we've sent back to America. We're pouring it. We want to. We're believing God. But we're saying, Lord, what you're doing in this place, what you're doing in this nation, it's a faith venture. But we want you to join together, businessmen, businesswomen, churches, and ministries. Let's believe God for an open heaven tonight. And I'm going to ask our viewers, those watching around the world,
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
So into what Jesus is doing. I'm telling you, there's going to be an open heaven, a financial breakthrough and miracles, debt forgiveness, debt cancellation. We're going to pray for it tonight. I want you to take your offering. I want the ushers to come forward quickly. And I want you to take your offering in your hand. And I want you to start praying, believing with your husband, with your wife. Start praying over your seed. It might be 10 Rand, 100 Rand, 1,000 Rand, whatever you can give tonight. And wherever you're watching tonight, I want you to begin to pray as you think about sowing into revival. You can pick up the telephone, call the number that's on the screen, go to the God.tv website, sow a seed. You can go to our website. You want to give into revival right now and bless what's happening in Africa, but all over the world, people are going to have an opportunity to plant seeds of revival breakthrough. And in this auditorium tonight, I want to believe God with you that this same glory that's being poured out for miracles in people's bodies and healings, it can be poured out for miracles and healings in our resources and finances. And I'm going to say tonight, right before we pray, every person that's watching tonight, I have a Voice of Healing prayer CD. All the information is on the website, on the television. Anywhere you are in the world tonight, for a gift of any amount, it doesn't matter how much money it is, any amount, if you could sow into revival in Africa, as you're giving tonight, you can request a free download of this Voice of Healing prayer CD. The same anointing in many of our crusades and meetings around the world. I'm praying healing prayers with music. And this will bring the healing glory and anointing into your church, your healing room. You know somebody that needs a miracle in their body. These are healing prayers, prophecies of the coming healing revival. And for every donation tonight, if you respond on the television, you can download this to your MP3 player, your iPad, Voice of Healing prayer CD. And if you'd like this, and you go home from the meeting tonight and you go to the God television website and you sow into revival, you can request this healing anointing from the Voice of Healing prayer CD. These are healing prayers and prophecies about the coming healing revival. And this is just a free gift of any amount, just to say thank you. You're not buying it. It's just to say thank you. And the television audience, people around the world, you can sow into revival tonight. And our thank you to you is this healing prayer CD. And the information is on the TV right now. So God bless you as you give. Pick up the telephone. Lord, we pray that every seed we're about to give tonight would be multiplied 1,000-fold. And that there would be debt forgiveness. That there'd be debt cancellation. Jubilee. Miracles in our finances. Somebody's believing and praying for a breakthrough. Jobs, open heavens, favor, promotion. God, I pray that the windows of heaven would open tonight, even in our giving. And you'd pour out such a blessing, there'd be no room to receive it. We thank you for this offering we're about to receive in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you as you give tonight. Request the Voice of Healing prayer CD as you sow into revival in Africa. We're going to worship the Lord with our giving. And as we do, after the offering, I'm going to come back up onto the platform. And we're going to begin to have prayer lines tonight. And we're going to pray for the sick. The service is not over. We're just going to worship the Lord with our giving. God bless you.
Beloved viewer, it's important that you get involved. We ask you that you get involved now. As the Holy Spirit leads you, do something. There's a number on the screen. You can even go online and make your donation online. And also just to reiterate what Todd said about for any gift of any amount. Jonathan, what can our partners expect?
Well, they can get the Sound of Healing CD. It's not a physical CD, it's a download, but for a gift of any amount, Todd has made this available. So to get that, you need to go to our website, God.tv. That's God.tv, and just click the link. If you make your donation for any amount, whether it's $1, £1, £2, £2,000, whatever it may be tonight, whatever your donation is, you will be able to download that CD. And that CD, Marcel, was the one playing quite often in the ministry at Tonga, even after the service, when the cameras were off at the end and the ministry continued. That was on. It was a beautiful CD, great soaking music. Please, go and have a look.
Thank you for responding. If the lines are busy, just keep on trying. We know there's thousands upon thousands of calls coming into our call centers. Keep on trying, and then also remember the website. But let's join the worship team.
inside your presence. I'm taken by the wonder of you. Here inside your glory, we give our lives fully to you. We cry, we cry, holy, holy are you. Our hearts are burning, burning for you. Your love, it burns inside, our hearts are satisfied. Lord.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Consume us, Holy Ghost. We want to burn for you, Jesus. Consume us with a new passion. Consume us with the fire of your love.
We are your burning ones.
Let us be ablaze with your glory. We'll burn with for you. burn for you in the nations. Everybody put their hand in their heart. Receive the flame. Come on, receive the flame. God, receive the flame. Release the flame. Release the fire. We want to burn for you, God.
We are
burning. Fires of revival burning.
We are your burning ones. We are consumed.
Oh, yeah.
We are your burning ones. We are consumed by you.
Consume us, God. Consume us.
We set our lives apart. We are consumed by you. We are your burning. We are your burning.
Come on, receive fire. 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 Fire.
We are consumed by you.
Consume us, God.
We set our lives apart. We are consumed by you. We are your burning one.
I'm a burning one. I'm a burning one.
We are consumed by you. We set our lives apart. We are consumed by you. We are.
Let every person tonight burn. Burn with your spirit. Burn with your glory. We release it all over this room, all over the earth. Jesus. Thank you for that fresh fire. The fire of your love. Holy fire. Baptism of the fiery witness. Baptism of fire, God. We receive it tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Just stay standing for a moment. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Just one moment. If you're in this meeting tonight, maybe you came to receive a miracle or a healing. You're lost. You've never given your life to Jesus. You're hopeless. Maybe bound to drugs, alcohol, or addiction. Many watching me, I'm speaking to you. No purpose. God has a plan and a purpose, a future and a hope. And as we're just standing tonight in the holy presence of God, I'm going to give an opportunity. I want to pray with people tonight. If you've never experienced the love of Jesus, if you've never been born again, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father, but they come through Jesus. And there are people in this auditorium tonight that need to be born again. You need to be saved. Religion can't do it for you. Being a good person can't do it for you. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, not one. We all need a Savior. Maybe you're backslidden. You need to get right with God. I want to pray with you. Even if you're in a place of unbelief or skepticism, I want to pray with you. Hopelessness, despair, addiction, drugs. I'm telling you tonight, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You can have freedom in Jesus. Any man or any woman that is in Christ Jesus will be a new creation. Old things pass away. All things become new. Have you ever said, I want to start all over again? We don't have to live a life of regret and shame and guilt. The blood of Jesus can make you clean, and you could come to the cross. And I want to pray with you tonight. If you've never given your life to Jesus, or you need to get right with God, as every head is bowed, every eye is closed, if that's you, put up one hand and say, that's me. I want to pray. I want to pray with you. I see all those. God bless you. Anybody else in this auditorium, just wave at me one hand. I see all those hands. Going to give your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you. I see you. I see you. God bless you. I want to pray with you right now. I want you to stand up. Stand up. I want you to stand up all over the auditorium. Stand up. And I want you to come forward right now. Just come out of your seat quickly. Just get up. Stand up. Come out of your seat and just come forward. Come right now. Come right now. I'm going to pray with you tonight to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Don't hesitate. Stand up and just come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. This is the greatest miracle in the presence of God. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. Just come and meet Jesus tonight. Come and meet Jesus tonight. All over this auditorium. Come on. Don't hesitate. This is the day. This is the hour of salvation. God bless you as you're coming. Just come forward. Just come forward right now. You can be sure tonight it's appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. We're all going to stand before God's throne. He's going to ask us one question. Why should I let you into heaven? What are you going to say? You may have tried every other religion, something else to find peace. Come and try Jesus. Is there anybody else? Turn to your neighbor on your right and left. Turn to the person behind you and say, do you know Jesus? Turn to your neighbor on your right and left. It's time to bring your family members, your friends. If there's somebody next to you that's never given their life to Christ, let them come and join us at the altars tonight. We're just waiting for you. God, every soul, let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to come right now. Some of you are watching and you're saying, Todd, I'm watching. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be a new creation. I want the love and the power of Jesus. Help me. I want to receive the free gift of salvation. If you can believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you can be saved. I can pray with you wherever you're watching right now, wherever you're watching in Africa, wherever you're watching in India, wherever you're watching in Europe, Australia, America, Canada, wherever you're watching the broadcast tonight, I want to pray with you. I want you to pray with us as we pray at the altars. We're going to pray together. I want everybody in the auditorium to pray with us. The greatest miracle is about to happen. Bow your heads, close your eyes, and just say this, Jesus, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, I want to know you, and I want to be born again. I want to be saved. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Jesus, I give my life to you tonight, and I will follow you from this day forward, all the days of my life. I ask you to be my Lord, and I ask you to be my Savior. Come into my life now. Wash me. Make me clean. Write my name in the book of life. Ask him tonight, write my name in the book of life. And the presence of God is going to touch you. Everybody stand to their feet and stretch forth your hands. Come on, all over the auditorium, just stretch forth your hands. Let me just touch each one real quick. We're just going to pray. Fill them up, Holy Ghost. Fill them up with the anointing, Holy Ghost. Fill them up with the anointing.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.tv. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.